Welcome back to the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 5:09, 80 degrees here on this Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025. You can also get us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show, favorite it. It'll go right to your platform inbox every day, and don't miss a thing. The show is broken down into podcast features, half-hour podcasts. You know, the commercials are broken out, and you get it anywhere you want it. So Republicans are applauding the removal of 2.8 million duplicative Medicaid enrollees. Yes, you heard that right. In the latest move by the Trump administration to root out government waste, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid plan to remove duplicative health insurance coverage from 2.8 million Americans improperly enrolled in taxpayer-funded health care plans. CMS, again, that's the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, analyzed Medicaid enrollment data from 2024 and found that each month, roughly 1.2 million individuals were enrolled in Medicaid or CHIP in multiple states, while roughly 1.6 million people were enrolled in one of those programs, as well as subsidized Affordable Care Act, the ACA exchange plans. And that's against the law. The erroneous enrollments have cost the federal government and taxpayers approximately $14 billion per year in duplicative payments. CMS, again, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, says it will partner with states to end the inappropriate payments while ensuring that those 2.8 million Americans retain correct health care coverage. House Energy and Commerce Committee Chair Brett Guthrie praised CMS's actions on Monday's statement, saying it builds upon work by House Republicans in the recently passed One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which gives tools to CMS and the states to prevent wasteful spending like this from happening again. Even though federal regulations require ACA exchanges or marketplaces to regularly inspect data for improper enrollments via the Medicaid periodic data matching process, the Biden administration temporarily halted these examinations to ensure continuous enrollment during COVID-19 pandemic. So there is a process in the Affordable Care Act exchanges and marketplaces to inspect data via the Medicaid periodic data matching system, but the Biden administration temporarily halted those examinations. Why would you do that? Oh, to artificially inflate numbers, of course. To say, well, millions of people are going to lose Medicaid, Medicare. Well, it turns out they shouldn't have been on it to begin with. So is that really losing it? Probably not. Our healthcare safety net should serve the most vulnerable Americans, not be an open tab for fraud and abuse, House Budget Committee Chairman Jody Arlington of Texas said in a statement. I'm encouraged to see CMS moving fast to fix this problem, but make no mistake, this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to waste, fraud, and abuse in our government. Beginning in early August, CMS will provide states with lists of people enrolled in multiple state or in multiple plans and require states to confirm these enrollees' eligibility. CMS will notify individuals who are dual enrolled in Medicare or CHIP and the ACA exchange plan and ask them to either disenroll in the programs or end their subsidy. We're going to work with the states to identify individuals enrolled in multiple programs and fix the duplicate enrollment problem to save taxpayers billions of dollars while minimizing inappropriate coverage loss, CMS Administrator Mehmet Oz promised. This is exactly why we fought for stronger tools in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act to go after this type of waste and finally put a stop to paying twice for the same person's health coverage, he said. And again, the numbers here are they're saying there's approximately 2.8 million Americans improperly enrolled in taxpayer-funded health care plans, including Medicare and Medicaid. In a 2024 analysis, CMS, these are the people who run Medicare and Medicaid, their own investigation found roughly 1.2 million individuals enrolled in Medicaid or CHIP in multiple states. Not supposed to be. While roughly 1.6 million were enrolled in one of those programs and as a subsidized Affordable Care Act exchange plan. Again, shouldn't be. They're saying that this is going to save $14 billion in duplicate payments. Why would anybody be against this? Why would the Biden administration tell the exchanges not to check the Medicaid enrollment rolls like they're supposed to by law? These are questions that they won't answer. These are questions that won't be asked by your regular media. Hell, have you heard this story? This story broke yesterday. Have you heard it anywhere else? Is it in the front page of our newspapers locally? I mean, every week we're hearing how people are going to lose Medicaid. You have these Yahoo organizations that are more intent in paying themselves salaries than to actually do the stuff they say they want to do, but they'll print up some signs and have something in front of this senator's office or this congressman's office, or if the vice president's coming, we're going to line the streets and let him know he's not welcome here. Well, how about 2.8 million Americans improperly enrolled in taxpayer-funded health care? Where's the stories on that? How come this isn't picked up by the mainstream media today? How come it's not on your front page, second page, third page, fourth page? You need to ask these entities that. You need to send an email if you get a subscription to one of your local newspapers. Why aren't we hearing this story? This happened yesterday where the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare are saying that they've uncovered duplicate health insurance coverage from 2.8 million Americans. 1.2 million enrolled in different states. 1.6 million that are enrolled in Medicare or Medicaid and also in an Affordable Care Act exchange plan. No, it's one or the other. But they've been flooding the system, padding the numbers. So when something like the One Beautiful Big Beautiful Bill comes along or somebody says, hey, we're going to have to look at these people and take people who don't belong at all. Oh, you're cutting Medicaid for millions of people. Hundreds of thousands in Pennsylvania are going to lose Medicaid. Well, yeah. If they're on the Affordable Care Plan Act, they shouldn't be on Medicaid. If they're listed in another state, and when I've talked about this, I've had healthcare professionals here who say that people come into their office and brag that they have Medicaid from different states. The one specifically was New Jersey. So we know it's happening. I've talked about it happening here, but no, you're making these things up, Rob. Stop lying to the people. Stop bloviating. Well, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, their own 2024 review found that 2.8 million Americans improperly enrolled in these plans. Does anyone think that we shouldn't be looking at this? Does anyone think that we shouldn't be taking people off one of the state's rolls if they're dual enrolled in two different states? Because you know what happens? If you're in Pennsylvania and you're getting Medicaid, the state of Pennsylvania is billing federal Medicaid for you being on their roll. Well, then the state of New Jersey is also billing federal government. This is how this works. So the state, it doesn't behoove them to remove you because they're getting more money for the more people that are on these programs. And they're billing it at a premium, which is why they say, well, we're going to lose rural hospitals because they're reimbursing at a higher rate. And if you take that money away, well, they can't pad the system as much anymore. It's fraud, waste, and mismanagement, all in one here. Mismanagement because you had the Biden administration tell the entities not to check with each other. Well, because of COVID. We don't want to kick anybody off because of COVID. Well, if they were lying to get to begin with, yes, we do. COVID or not. If you're lying to get a benefit, you should not be getting it. Fraud? Yes, if you're registered in two different states, meaning you had to fill out the paperwork in two separate states to be on their rolls. Now, are you getting double benefits as the individual? No, you're not. I mean, if you're getting Medicaid in Pennsylvania and in New Jersey, you're just getting Medicaid. They're paying your bills. But you're in two different states, so both states are benefiting from you, which is why the states are pushing back so hard on this. And then you have 1.6 million people who are getting Medicaid and subsidized Affordable Care Act exchange plan health care. Well, you're double dipping. Well, here I'm going to use this. Well, here I'm going to use this. Oh, you don't cover this in my affordable health care plan? Well, Medicaid covers it, so I'll just put it under that. Here's that card. And there are people out there that want to lie to you and pretend you this doesn't happen. Now, this just happened yesterday, and you haven't heard about it anywhere else. It's not in the papers today. Our news stations won't cover this. This is a big deal. $14 billion in duplicate payments per year? That 10 years they were talking about, that's $1 trillion. Over $1 trillion. But yes, the states will lose money because they are double-dipping, padding the system. Because they don't care if someone's double-dipping in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. As long as Pennsylvania is getting their money, as long as New Jersey's getting their money. But you know who's paying that money? You and I, the taxpayer, the government. It's all our money. It's a shell game that they think you're stupid. And the mere fact that you're not hearing about this anywhere else should infuriate you. It should infuriate you. I'm going to post this story so you could share it, so you could read it for yourself, not just hear it from me. 1.2 million individuals. This is from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, the federal government agency that runs these plans. It says 2.8 million Americans are improperly enrolled in taxpayer-funded health care based on just 2024 analysis. 1.2 million in dual states, 1.6 million in Medicaid and an Affordable Care Act plan, exchange plan. You do the math yourself. You look at the facts yourself. And when somebody wants to look you in the eye or post in a newspaper article or tell you on TV, they're cutting grandparents and disabled kids off Medicaid. You look them right in the face and you laugh at them. Because here's the truth, that this stuff does exist. And if they agree that this shouldn't be touched, well, then they're not worth talking to. Again, I'm going to have this on my social media in the next 10 minutes. So you could check it out there. And I highly recommend you share it because it needs to be seen. It's 5:22 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.